Another matter of interest is indeed the presidential primaries, though both Biden and Trump do have opponents on the ballot, even though those opponents have officially dropped out. Could we see a protest vote? Well, let's head to the polls and check in live with KYW's Matt Coughlin, who's been speaking with voters today. Matt?
Ian, that presidential election certainly has been on the mind of voters. We've spoken with candidates from, voters from both parties who expressed support for their candidates. One voter in particular voting for President Biden expressed concern with the war in the Middle East. That war in the Middle East has led to some protest votes in other states, the so-called no Biden vote. I did speak with one Democrat who, expressed her concerns about the war. This is Anna Lopez.
Tens of thousands of people being slaughtered. I just can't stomach that.
Can I ask you, the rest of your ballot largely blue then?
Yes, I'm a Democrat.
So you heard there, the Democrats really falling into three categories. There's those that are just in support of Biden, in support of his policies on Israel. And then there's those that are, opposed to some of the policies, the war in the Middle East, but still feel strongly about President Biden. And then again, we just heard from Anna Lopez, she did not vote for Joe Biden out of protest. That's the story here. There has been a steady turnout. It's picked up over the evening, but poll workers have told me they have a smaller turnout than normal because of the mail-in vote, Ian.
Matt Coughlin with us. Former President Trump could see a protest vote of his own since Nikki Haley's name appears on the ballot despite her campaign turning off the lights.